What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're going to get things moving with the Lower Class Draft. Sorry.
I guess it's
all
left.
Right. Now that was the Lower Class Brats on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We are gonna have a fun, interesting episode tonight. We got some edible arrangements being prepared.
I get it.
Oh yeah.
Prepared for
oh,
us.
Shit, these mics
right
are crazy.
Yeah. Now. Little,
maybe I'm
little
a little
hot
loud.
On Jessica over
I'm
there.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of Jessica, let's get to the lovely. Rude girl, Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? I'm so excited. Like, I really am, though. Like, every show, I am very excited about. Like, don't make fun of me, all right? Like, I love doing this.
Should be, though.
You should love doing this because it's kick-ass.
Sounds like
it is.
We all rock. Talking about people rocking, let's say hi to Sarah Bear. What's up, Sarah?
What's up, Sarah?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, we don't know where the fuck Devil John is, but he did his preparation for baking. Me and Sarah took care of the rest of the baking. Brownies should be ready in about 3 minutes from what
awesome.
I'm thinking, something like that. So in the meantime, let's say hi to the other people who showed up on time. We're still waiting on two stragglers. Ooh. Let's say hi to Sean Bedlam and Mark Poison.
How's it going, Mark Poison?
What the fuck's going on, Pogo City?
Sean. Yo, Sean with this charge.
Yeah, Sean got some new
looking
green,
all good and shit.
Got some new green hair going on, Mr.
That
Sean.
That
looks awesome, dude.
It does look awesome. I took a picture of it.
Right. I didn't even realize that.
All right, well, while we're waiting for Audrey Anarchy and Devil John and these goddamn brownies, why don't we rock out with our my arms. I am in the wrong chair right now. Let's rock out with our cocks out to a little bit of, I don't know, how about we do some No Pity 999, kicking it old school for Larry in the Parasitics. Get your ass out here, Larry. Where are you?
Whatever I lose will be a gain. Well, it's a free for all. We're gonna take it out 'cause we have no pity.
Ooh, a little bit of 999. Rocking out on some motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Now, I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam.
Drink beer.
We talked to the ladies split. Yeah, I think they're checking on the edible arrangements. The ladies split. Done. But why don't the three of us, now Sean, you bitch ass motherfucker, you were not at Pogo City Radio Presents Unplugged. And what was your excuse?
Oh, man, it was great.
We call it an excuse, so we call it whatever the fuck we want. I had to get down to Philly early in the morning the next day to help King Kojo, who's been on the show a couple times. Well, actually, maybe only once. He was moving to a big-ass apartment down near South Street, so I was helping him move fucking boxes and furniture and shit.
Fun, fun, fun. I'm going to tell you, we had a lot more fun at this acoustic jam. Now, Mark, you can back me up on this. This show went great. I was iffy. I was like, are people going to show up or not? Pogo City does acoustic.
I had a great time, man.
This shit was nice. I mean, we had Lehigh Valley live there.
Yeah, they
and
were there.
There was some other thing there. I don't fucking remember. But I saw some good pictures floating around. And a lot of people there. Big thanks to everybody that played. Talking about Squid Subject A, David Rothenbeck. Me and Mark played Scum. Fucking Welter, SOS.
SOS was
Steve
good, man.
From Admit Nothing. Jake 40 ounce. It was a blast. Yeah. Now also Welter coming out of Philly. They were playing acoustic. Whole band was there. Now the drummer, he was just playing a lot of hand drums and some random percussion type shit.
No, that was cool.
They actually did really nice. Now Welter, we already got them another acoustic gig going down at Jabberjaws next weekend. It's actually not a Pogo show, but we hooked him up.
All right.
And it's Steel Notes Magazine.
I have just begun to forget my life.
Now, I have switch seats, and hopefully now I'll be able to control things better. That started spinning a little bit earlier than I intended it to. Oh. Now, that was Welter Electric. We don't have any Welter Acoustic, but if you want to catch Welter Acoustic, you can see him next weekend at Jabberjaws. Me and the lovely rude girl Jessica, actually all of us, the whole Pogo crew, have been invited to drink some, you know, free vodka.
Yeah,
at Jabberjaws.
I'll be there. I played
so, there. So because we helped out. It's not a Pogo City show, but no. We helped out with the show. So maybe we'll head out
there.
I don't
everywhere.
Know because we got a show the same weekend. We got a show going on in Allentown March 11th, which is next weekend, right?
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday, March 11th. And that's a Hate Trash Disaster, Admit Nothing, fucking I don't remember who else. I'll have to see it. We're teaming up with Stiff Peters Productions. That's Derek going to be doing a show there. Also, we're going to be doing another show at the Sportsman's June 3rd. Right now, we have a Fragmented hardcore band coming out of NYC. They're confirmed. So the rest of the lineups being filled out. And you know, now we dedicated that 999 song to Larry from the Parasitics. Now get this, Larry, the new bass player in Mike Blanks and the Stabs.
Oh shit.
And yeah, so that'll be pretty fucking cool. And you know who's playing right rhythm there? Guitar now? They added a rhythm guitar player.
Who? You?
Was it? No. I can't play rhythm guitar. I can play bass. But fucking
I can play rhythm.
Cody from Anti-Citizen playing rhythm.
Oh, shit.
I think. Somebody from Anti-Citizen playing rhythm. And Larry playing bass. So hopefully we'll get the Stabs sometime soon. We'll see if they're ready.
Yeah.
But that was Welter. So make sure you check them out next weekend and then come out to our show. Their show's on the 10th. Ours is the next day, the 11th, at on Gordon Street, Sportsman's Cafe, $5 cover, dollar shots, or $1.25 shots, actually, $1.50 draft beers, dollar pieces of pizza.
That's a
and $7,
right?
$7
can't
garbage
pizza.
Cans.
Can't
now, guys,
pizza.
You guys really, like, if you want to hook up Pogo City, like, we do all this shit for free, and it costs me a lot of money sometimes. I just invested about another $2,000 into this.
It's all worth it.
So if you guys actually want to help out, if you guys are buying shots and you guys are buying pizza, that money's coming right to us so we can get some more awesome bands out there, more shows and everything. So come on out, drink up, eat some pizza, and come up.
This is for the Lehigh Valley scene.
Hell yeah. Let's pogo. With the whole Pogo crew, and make sure there's not any boredom going on in the Lehigh Valley scene. Let's rock out with some of the Buzzcocks. This is the demo version of Boredom, only on.
You know what I say, what I mean. I say what comes to my mind. You see, I never get around to things. I'm living in a straight, straight line. You know me, I'm acting dumb. You know, seeing very humdrum. Boredom, boredom.
Boredom.
You see, I'm living in this movie, but it doesn't move me. I'm a man who's waiting for a phone to ring. But ring, 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 ring. You know me, I'm acting dumb. You know, seeing very humdrum.
Boredom.
I know there's nothing left behind me. I'm already a has-been. You see my future ain't what it was. Well, I think I know the words that I need. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know, see, I'm drunk. Boredom, boredom.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
You see, I'm living in this movie, but it doesn't.
All right, now that was the Buzzcocks on Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep things. Get that fucking cigarette out of my face, ugly bastard. All right, now that was the Casualties on Pogo City Radio. Things getting a little chaotic here. Brownies taking a little bit longer to cook than expected. Yeah.
Hey,
motherfuckers
cook,
getting angry. We got Audrey Anarchy walking in. She's not in the mic yet, so we'll introduce her later. But Audrey Anarchy, lovely rude girl Jessica,
nice
pouring
boots.
Out some Red Bull and vodka, which I'm going to need one of too. So hook me up with a Red Bull and vodka. Hook me up with a damn brownie. Yeah, the fuck you are. You the bartender right now. So what?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Adrian.
All right. So now, I'm going to be honest, not all of it, but a big majority of the music tonight, Rude Girl Jessica picked out. I think she did pretty good so far.
Yeah,
we've
good.
Heard the Lower Class Brats, 999, Black Flag. Did we hear Black Flag?
No, Black Flag.
We didn't play Rise Above?
No.
Are we playing
Buzzcocks and Welter?
Okay, well, we missed that one. And but let's keep going. We're going to go back. Let's head over to the squats of NYC and see what's going on with a little bit of a choking victim. 500 channels.
East Coast.
When there's no hope, I'll smoke some crack. I'll shoot some dope.
Of all the days.
500 channels with my life away, away.
All right, that was the Pogo Crew with Choking Victims
on 500 little, channels. That was our yeah, little fucking rendition at the end there.
That song was dedicated to
okay.
Chris Trey.
All right,
no
so
cash.
let's say hi to the newcomer. You know what I'm talking about, the lovely...
Oh, yeah. Audrey Anarchy.
How you doing, Audrey?
Anarchy.
I can't hear Audrey.
What up?
What up, Audrey?
I can hear.
No how you doing?
She wearing a leather skirt
British
tonight.
Then. You guys hear that? She said like, it was like...
Leather skirt tonight.
What up?
No government.
So, Audrey, how you doing tonight?
Pretty fucking good.
Now I hear. Now I got her at the mic. Still doing that little bit of sound check on the go while I play producer slash engineer or whatever
fuck
else I want. So Sarah, I see you. But so what's going on with our lovely edible arrangements?
They are now cooling off.
They are now cooling off. They have finished cooking. Now cooling off. I think the next show is going to be a little bit more fun
than a little more show. A little more mellow, right, probably.
But we're going to keep on rocking right along and do a little bit of running riot. Talking about Cox Bar. I got a Cox Bar shirt on right now. Miss that Cox Bar show. Couldn't get there. Going to the Virus and UK subs. We'll have to talk about that next.
Yeah, make sure I have a ticket.
Yeah, all right. Right, a little bit of Cox Bar on Pogo City Radio. Now, let's get to the
what
the
is a Cox
latest
bar, by
arriver,
the way?
Arriver, God, arriver and say hi to Devil John.
What's going on, guys? I'm fucking late, but it's my dad's 50th birthday.
Yeah,
you know, he only turned 50 fucking once,
that's right?
Right.
For John's dad,
smoke some weed and shit.
Yeah, you know. So
multiple times because they don't want to get older.
Maybe. Right.
Exactly.
Can I ask something real quick?
What's that?
What the fuck is a cock spar?
I don't know. I imagine it has something to do with cockfighting. I don't fucking know. Like rooster fighting?
Like playing swords?
Cock spar.
I mean, it's got the wing. Their logo has the wings on it, right?
It's like playing swords?
It's got the wings on it.
Yeah. They have the wings. The red wings.
I thought it was like
the red wings. That's usually when you fucking drag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, usually red wings is something different though.
Or it's work boots.
I thought it was one. I thought it was one guy's like.
Either way, you're putting in work.
A pussy out. That was reading. Yeah.
We have earned your red wings.
Oh god.
I'm fine with getting some red wings.
You know what?
No. Hey, Mio. When the shit got to get
to each his own.
Done, you know, right?
Yeah. I'd probably do it.
Just now, to each his own.
As I say. You know,
now that John's here, I think we're going to have to start breaking out some of these edible arrangements that we've been talking about.
Sounds a little good.
Yeah.
Get funky now.
But we're going to kick it over to one of my favorite bands, all right? Now, this is talking about a different kind of lunch. But
the Dead Boys.
We're about
Hell
to eat.
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of the Dead Boys. I need lunch. All right. City motherfucking Dead Radio. Boys on Pogo City Radio. Now, however, so what is, can we go, are these brownies done cooling yet?
Hopefully.
I haven't checked in a hot second, but I suppose I could go.
Shouldn't take that long.
All right. Ooh. So let's do a little Bebop and Lula, Demented Art Joe. All right, now that was the Devotchkas on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Fix up for Rumble!
Covering the Foreskins.
That's right.
Classic.
I don't give a damn because I'm proud of what I am.
Now, don't yell into the mic. But now, if you guys want to go back into the archives, look for Pogo City Ladies Night. You can hear an interview with Stephanie, the singer of the Devotchkas. We actually got the, what is it?
Hardcore.
What in brownies at?
Hardcore Ink with the Devotchkas on the cover.
I have no idea.
I see you eating it, John.
But make sure you guys go back, check out Pogo City's Ladies Night. All the songs we play, a lot of songs had either females in the bands or female fronted, or they were songs like East End Girl by Cox Bar. They were all pro-women songs. So go out, check out Pogo City's
I'm pro-woman.
We love the
Lady
women.
Night. And while we finally eat these brownies that are in Pogo City HQ in the studio, let's rock out with a little bit of The Exploited.
Pogo!
Where's the brownies?
All right, that was The Exploited on Pogo City Radio. This one's from Matt Finken.
Oh, big women!
All about those right...
Big Women from Matt Finken. Remixing Matt. Rest in peace, brother.
Matt loved them Big Women, man.
Hell yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He liked the song, too.
Oh, he loved the song.
I love Matt. I miss you, buddy.
Rest in peace, Matt. Ha ha.
Eat my brownie and shit. Shit tasting nasty as fuck, but I know it's going to be fun.
I want a brownie.
Keep things moving.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little bit up.
Hate to say it.
Delinquent.
I play this for you, Audrey, baby.
I love the case of Earth. We'll be right back.
hate to say it, for Derek and Adam and the rest of the boys.
No, chocolatey. So, like, how do I eat it without it?
Let's talk about cummies.
Just eat food. You eat it the same way as you eat any other food.
But am I going to not, like, feel it now? Because it's all stuck to the goddamn, like, toilet paper or whatever the fuck this shit is.
They call that paper towel.
Paper towel, and you could just eat the paper towel with it.
Yeah, just eat the paper towel if you want.
Just like parachuting.
Let's see if we can get... So, Audrey, how's your brownie? I heard you say you like herbs at the beginning of that song.
I'm eating the paper towel right now. Just because people told me so.
Herbs, man.
Wow, my lip ring. My lip ring's hurting a little bit right now. I just got that shit pierced. It sucks.
If the brownie just tastes like herbs, it's good.
I think the weed's
brownies taste a lot.
Because there's like a gram and a half, and he gets.
Oh, I'm glad.
We got like half
just an edible
Dutch cocoa.
A gram and a half of Dutch cocoa in each brownie.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
I wouldn't know.
You guys probably should kick me out.
Whoa. We think you're smart.
Nah. Shut the fuck up.
You ain't got to be smart, baby. You're sexy.
I've always felt stupid, so.
You ain't got to be smart. You're sexy.
So what else do we got up here? Because I think we're going
to
go take a trip back in time.
I thought we were about to play Party Train.
No, we're not playing. We can play Party Train.
No, what's the next song?
The next song.
Go back in time.
I made the playlist.
Now, there's a.
It's great.
There's a movie coming out. And the soundtrack just got released. And I forget what the fucking movie's called, but just look up a Stooges documentary. Check that shit out. I posted up the trailer. Seems awesome. Let's do a little bit of Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Third release, Raw Power.
You and me. I wanna know. I can't believe.
All right, now that was Iggy Pop in the Stooges with Raw Power on. Now there's a bunch of us in the studios tonight. We got the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Seven of us.
Lovely Audrey Anarchy.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Battle Bears, Mark Wilson, Sean Bedlam, Devil John.
Full house.
Truly, Andrew, motherfucking Bedlam.
Mark Wilson's back.
All right, now we were talking about the acoustic gig Pogo City Radio Presents Unplugged. Went great. Probably going to be doing
it
some
sounded
more.
Awesome in that place. Let me say
it was phenomenal.
We had a couple flaky people there though.
Oh my God! Tell me how, Jess,
that was
Audrey,
good
Jess,
shit though.
Tell me how. Now, Audrey, you weren't there when me and Mark were playing, were you? Talking to Mike.
I played the band.
Talking to Mike, though.
No.
Okay, so you missed it. But me and Mark were playing, right?
Not when
me and Mark played. Not when me and Mark played. But Rosted Man, all right?
Rosted Man, coming up to me, who
only had an accent when he said, I'm a Rasta Man.
Yeah, only that. This sound like island music,
the whole
man.
Time I am singing, this dude is an inch away from my nose telling me how bad I'm doing.
I had to be
away from my nose. Every
I was telling this guy the whole time, please stop. I was like, please stop. Like, I'm trying to watch my husband play right now. He did not get it, dude. And he kept going in his face. I'm like, this is like heckling.
He was standing an inch away from my face talking to me. Finally, somebody else, I grabbed one of the bouncers. But then when Squid went to play, now Squid, very avant-garde, doesn't use a mic or any electric.
I love
just
Squid.
Runs through the bar playing acoustic
it's
guitar.
It's awesome.
Right? He just starts shouting in his face while he's playing. And then, now, mind you, this was an acoustic show. Then when SOS goes on, completely different drunk guy.
They're
right?
Awesome.
I'm thinking SOS is switching drummers.
Great, right?
I'm thinking they're switching drummers, and it's some random dude just jumped on the drum set. Bass player comes up to me. He's like, dude, we don't know this guy. He was like, we don't know this guy. Can you get the fuck out of here? And then, dude, I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude, are you serious? I'm like, man, can you get off the drum set?
Tell him about how I pulled the fucking drummer off my shirt.
Yeah,
and I was like, dude.
She was like, get the fuck off the drum set. I'm like, Jess, calm the fuck down.
No, seriously. Dude was pissing me off. He's getting on their drum set, and I was like, "Do you know this guy?" And they were like, "Nah, I don't know him." And I was like, "All right, that's it." So I grabbed the dude by his t-shirt, and I said, "Get the fuck off, dude!" And he started pushing me then, and I was like, "Dude, you need to get the hell off the stage. Like, you're not part of this,
dude."
And they
kicked
him out.
I gotta say something about this Rasta guy, man.
Right?
Like,
he's there all the time.
Okay, so. This guy, he needs a belt, dude. I must have seen his ass crack about 20 times.
That's the
that
style.
Way.
That's the style. Like, that's just the style. That's what they do, man.
That's
I
the prison style when
God,
you want
to
get fucked in the ass.
I need another brownie.
Anybody
like,
that went to jail
like,
just
you know,
got real fucking quiet. They're
waiting,
like, yeah,
man.
I don't droop my drawers in prison.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't hold on to that belt loop or droop those drawers.
I think the droop style came from jail because they...
Hand-me-downs?
Yeah, they'll
no, they take
it
the belts
ass.
Away from everybody so they don't hang themselves and shit. And then everybody had droopy pants because, like...
because it was used as a weapon.
Or that.
We don't have to get into prison life too much. But
I
know,
right?
Most of it's jumpers.
Yeah, we're not
most
exchanging ramen noodle here as currency, all right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're going to start pouring off ramens and Baby Ruth's for the chicken patties.
I just watched Discovery Channel.
Man? Playing some cards, betting on the NFL tickets, you know. Dude, we used to be in Monopoly games that were like 40 soup. Like it was like 10 soup buy-ins, and then there'd be four people playing, so it was a 40 soup pot. Yo, you know how much 40 soups is worth? Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's like gold.
I watch a lot of TV, so I think I know a little bit.
Let's go back now, John. I'm gonna go run over. John, can I trust you to drop the needle? Don't do it yet.
Yeah,
don't do it yet. But Squid, Squid subject, first one, the first one. Squid was good enough to give us a bunch of free gear from Topsoil, and this is one of the 7 inches. I forget which one. Squid hooked us up with it. John, what's it say on the label there? Do you got the track name?
Let's see. We got the Side A.
Yeah, that record is wavy. I can see it from here.
Lemmings on side A. Lemmings.
And this is by Topsoil with Squid on vocals. So let's drop the needle on that.
It's a little wax for you. City Radio.
City. Rocking on with a little bit of Topsoil. Squid Subject A. Thanks for playing for a Squid at the last Pogo City Presents Unplugged.
Great.
Now,
time.
We've been
great
on
time.
Here for about an hour, which means it's time to cut out for this episode, but don't
yes.
you worry.
Already?
We will
there's
be back with another one.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Hell yeah, and eating brownies.
Fucking
fucking. This one's got to go with a special dedication. We played it a couple times. We got to dedicate it to all the fallen pogoers that are no longer with us. I'm talking Matt Finken, Nate Medellin, Nick Polcari. Who else? I know there's more out there. Plenty more, but those are the three.
All of them, really?
Nah, those are the
not
three.
All of them, right?
I'm dedicating them. All three of them. All three of them.
All the people who have passed on. All
right, this is the Jim Carroll Band with People Who Died.
I love this song. Genesis the clue, he was 12 years old.
Upper Manhattan, sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby O'd did on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. They were all my friends, and they died.
Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. Some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
Stick around for the next one.
Yo, is this thing on?